今天是感恩的主日。
Today is Thanksgiving Sunday.
我们三堂的 congregation 能够聚在一起，我们感谢上帝。
And we thank God that all three of our congregations can worship together.
我们当中有没有人是第一次啊过这个感恩节
？Is there anyone here who is for the first time here on Thanksgiving Sunday?
请举手，第一次过感恩节的人。
First time here for Thanksgiving. Please raise your hand.
我们看到有好多位第一次过感恩节。我们很感谢上帝。
We thank God there are some here for the first time on Thanksgiving Sunday.
有人要问为什么要感恩呢？
Someone might ask, why should we be thankful?
你们有没有这个问题？为什么要感恩？
Have you ever asked that? Why should I be thankful?
我们人在所有的动物里面可以说是最软弱的。
Among all the animals, we could say that humans are the weakest.
我举几个例子。
I'll give you several examples.
你看一只小羊啊，它出生几个小时以后啊，它就会蹦蹦跳跳啊。
A little lamb, after it's born just a few hours,is already jumping and hopping around the field.
但是人啊，非常软弱。
But people are very weak.
台语有一句话这么说。
There's a saying.
台语有一句话这么说。他说一个囡仔是七家八伯到发芽。这是什么意思呢？就是七个月的时候他才能够坐。八个月的时候他才能够爬，在地上爬。九个月的时候他才能够发芽。
Okay, a human baby can only sit up after 7 months. After 8 months, it can crawl. And after 9 months, it starts to get feet.
但是呢，他要跟这个小羊啊蹦蹦跳跳啊，还要经过几年啊。
But if it wants to be jumping and hopping like that little lamb, it still has to take several years.
所以我们人啊，比小羊还要软弱。
So people are a lot weaker than a little lamb.
我们看一只这个鸭子。
How about a duckling?
它刚刚出生的时候，几个小时它开始会游泳了。
A few hours after it's born, it can swim.
我们当中啊，还有很多人还不会游泳啊。
There's a lot of us that can't swim yet.
我们比小羊啊还要软弱。
Now we're weaker than a little lamb.
你看那个乌龟啊。
Or look at a turtle.
它一出生的时候啊，几个小时它这个头看了看，看看的一下以后啊，它马上知道哪一个地方是海洋。
A little turtle, a few hours after it's born, looks this way and that, and it can find its way down to the sea.
它马上能够找到它要生存的地方的方的一个方向。
It can find the direction to the sea in which it must live.
但是我们今天有很多人啊，一生当中到老啊，还找不到人生的方，正确的方向。
But some humans can't find the direction of their life all the way through their life.
人实在很软弱。
Humans really are weak.
跟这些动物比起来，人实在很软弱。
When we compare ourselves to animals, we really are weak.
所以今天我们能够生存啊，这是一个神迹。
It's a miracle that we can even live.
我们应该要感谢上帝。
We need to thank God.
所以我们要有感恩节。
And that's why we have Thanksgiving.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的题目是感恩的真谛，真正的感恩是什么。
And so today, the topic I want to talk about is,What is the real meaning of Thanksgiving?
我也希望我们也能够跟这个莎士比亚啊，他曾经他有这个莎士比亚有讲一句话哈。
William Shakespeare said one thing.
他怎么说呢？他说：“赐我生命的主啊，求你。”也赐我一颗充满感恩的心。
O Lord that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thanksgiving.
我想莎士比亚他写这么多的作品，但是他心里面他看到，如果一个人不懂得感恩了，这个太可惜了。
Shakespeare wrote so many great works, and he had a heart that could see that if we don't have thanksgiving inIf we are not thankful, that's a great pity.
So, 我希望我们今天感恩节来到上帝面前，我们也跟莎士比亚一样，向上帝说：“上帝啊，你赐给我一个充满感恩的心。”
I hope we can be like Shakespeare on this Thanksgiving. We can come before God with a heart full of thanksgiving.
因为有太多人不懂得如何感恩。
So many people don't understand how to be thankful.
所以我今天要跟大家分享有两种的感恩。
There are two kinds of thanksgiving that I want to talk about today.
第一种感恩啊。
The first kind
就是一般的感恩
is general thanksgiving.
我这边啊有讲到哈一般的感恩啊第一个就是第一个哈这边一哈这边是一还没有跑出来哈好一跑出来了第一点就是我们对父母亲啊养育我们的恩啊的感恩啊
The first point that I want to make is our thankfulness for the love of our parents.
做父母亲不容易哦
It's not easy to be a parent.
我这边讲哈从我们出生那一天开始啊到我们啊这个长大的时候啊那个父母亲要换我们的那个尿布要换几次呢
From the time when we were born till now, how many times have our parents changed our diapers?
几次
How many times?
6575次啊
6575 times.
那如果拉肚子啊那个 diaper 还要更多啊
And if you had diarrhea, then that becomes more than that.
所以做个母亲不容易啊，每天一直要换这个尿布啊。
It's not easy to be a mother and change diapers every day.
但是你做 baby 的时候，你有没有感恩啊
？But when you were a baby, were you thankful?
你不会感恩啊
？Probably not.
你只会哭啊
？You just cried.
这个 diaper 一湿的时候，你马上哭啊
？When your diaper was wet, you just cried.
我读过一篇文章啊
，I read an article.
这个文章啊
，This article.
是这个美国的农业部啊，有一个统计。
A person from the Department of Agriculture had some statistics.
他说，这是美国人啊，不是我们从台湾，这个不是我们啊，这是指美国人哈。
These statistics are talking about the average American.
他说，一生里面啊，他吃多少东西啊
？How much does a person eat during their lifetime？
他一生里面啊，吃12只啊的猪啊
，During their life they eat 12 pigs。
那如果我们呢更厉害，我们连耳朵也吃啊。
Chinese eat ears and everything too。
连尾巴也吃啊。
Tail as well，
全部吃啊。
The whole thing。
但是美国人啊，他们一生里面啊，他要吃鱼啊，吃7000磅。
Americans eat 7,000 pounds of fish.
反正说您好像还就吃这么多哈。
He says I haven't probably eaten that much.
牛肉要吃800磅。
We
啊不8000磅哈，8000磅哈。
We eat 8,000 pounds of beef. Americans do.
那马铃薯呢？9000磅。
Americans eat 9,000 pounds of potatoes.
那鸡蛋呢？30,000 eggs.
Americans eat 30,000 eggs.
哇，一生里面实在吃的太多了哈。
We really eat an awful lot in our lifetime.
那其他还有什么这个其他的东西啊？菜啊，水果啊，哇，那如果加上去那不得了。
If you add all the fruits and vegetables and all, it's just an enormous pile.
我们要感谢上帝。
We want to be thankful to God.
我们也要感谢父母亲。
And we also should thank our parents.
父母亲养育我们到成长啊，不容易。
Because our parents raise us from the time we're small till we're adults.
所以感恩节有什么可以感恩呢？实在有太多我们可以感恩哈。
What should we be thankful for? We have too many things to be thankful for.
我们还可以感恩什么呢？还有
What else can we be thankful for?
我们还有一点就是我们能够感恩啊，我们有非常好的朋友，有我们的很好的老师啊，这些也是我们可以感恩的。
We can also be thankful for the love of good friends and our teachers.
今天我们得了很多的知识啊，是经过多少的老师来教导我们。
Many teachers have taught us, and that's how we've become as educated as we are today.
今天我们有健康的身体，有多少好的医生曾经来帮助我们。
We have healthy bodies today because many doctors have cared for us.
今天我们能够成就，我们有多少我们的朋友来帮助我们
The accomplishments we have in our lives is because many friends have helped us.
昨天我参加一个婚礼，我非常感动。
Yesterday I attended a wedding and I was so moved.
我特别要感谢就是这个 David 跟 Wendy 哈，他们两位啊是从前在就是负责我们啊这个我们 project 啊。我请他们两位站起来，他们昨天啊两位是结婚哈。
I'd like to ask David and Wendy who were just married yesterday to stand. They used to be responsible for the projector.
我想他们这个地震感恩节，他们一定有很多的感恩的哈。
I think they have many things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
昨天这个宴会的时候，我正好坐在这个涂老先生的这个旁边，与阿公一样哈。
Yesterday at the reception, I sat next to Brother Tu.
就是他的 grandfather.
Oh, his grandfather. I'm sorry.
那这个涂老先生哈、啊。我坐在他的旁边的时候，哇，他整个那应付的时候，他一直讲，他有几个孩子，他有几个孙子，哦，他一直讲感恩的事情，每一个他所提到的，我的孩子都是这样的。
As I sat next to old Mr. Tu yesterday, he was ticking off his children and his grandchildren. His heart was full of thanksgiving. Every child of his was the best.
但是他啊，也说我要养育这些孩子啊，每个要读大学也不容易啊，因为他是一个老师啊，那个经济也是很困难。
It's certainly not very easy to put all of them through college on a teacher's salary.
但是他最后他讲，他说我要感谢上帝。
The last thing he said, I want to be thankful to God.
这是上帝的恩典。
Because this is God's grace.
上帝的恩典临到我们的家庭。
God's grace has been given to our family,
临到我们的子女,
to our children,
临到我们的子, 这个子子孙孙,
and to our grandchildren.
是我现在从昨天的婚礼里面, 我试着看讲, 但是完全的正确。
And from yesterday's wedding, I saw that what he said was true.
一个会感恩的人啊, 他的人生啊, 是非常充满着非常多的 这种盼望。
Someone who is able to be thankful, their life is filled with...
一个会感恩的人，他会知道背后有一个值得我们感恩的对象。
Someone who has thankfulness in their heart, they know that behind all that, there's a God to whom we should be thankful.
所以第二种感恩啊，就是说真正的感恩。刚才所讲的是一般的感恩，我第二点要讲的是真正的感恩。
The second kind of thankfulness that I want to talk about, the true kind of thankfulness, is true thankfulness.
有很多人他还不晓得真正的感恩，他只懂得一般的感恩。
Some people just know general thanksgiving, but they don't understand what true thankfulness is.
什么是真正的感恩呢？
What is true thankfulness?
你要知道我们天上有一位阿爸父。
We must know that we have a heavenly father.
他今天他也在关心我们
，and he is concerned about us。
他要帮助我们
，he wants to help us。
所以刚才我们所读的这个罗马书五章六节到十一节
，so the scripture we just read Romans chapter 5 verses 6 through 11，
这节圣经里面有讲三件事情
，it talks about three things in this scripture。
他怎么讲呢？第一件事情讲到说。这位阿爸父啊，当我们软弱的时候啊，他为我们而死。
The first thing it talks about is while we were still powerless, he died for us.
我刚才讲过，我们人是最软弱的。
We just said a minute ago, people are the most weak of all the animals.
当我们软弱的时候，就会天上的父他为我们而死。
When we were powerless.Our Heavenly Father died for us.
他亲自成为人的样式来到这个世界，他的名字叫做耶稣基督。
He became a man, came to our world. His name was called Jesus.
他为我们的软弱而死。
He died for our powerlessness.
死是什么意思呢？就是把他的爱完全表现出来。 这叫做死。
What does death mean? It means to completely, to declare his love completely to us.
我讲一个故事。
I'll tell you a story.
有一只母鸡。
There was a mother hen.
她生了几只小鸡。
Had several little chicks.
这个母鸡啊，非常爱她的小鸡。
The mother hen really loved those chicks.
我小时候如果看到那母鸡啊，我实在非常感动啊。看到一个好吃的东西的时候，自己不敢吃啊，它咕咕咕咕咕的叫。
When I was young, I used to see the mother hens in the yard, and when they saw something that was good to eat, they would cluck 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 and call the little chicks to come over and eat.
然后它叫的时候，那小鸡马上就跑过来。
And the little chicks would come right away to eat.
因为每一次啊，这个母鸡一叫的时候，一定有好吃的东西啊。
Because they knew as soon as the mother hen clucked, there was something good to eat.
所以那个母鸡一直找，一直找，一直找好吃的东西，自己不敢吃啊。
And the hen was looking and looking, and she wouldn't eat for herself.
今天有的妈妈是好吃自己先吃啊。
Today some mothers, if there's something good, they take it for themselves first.
但是我们看到那个母鸡啊，是把好吃的留给它的小鸡吃。
But that mother hen saved the good stuff for the chicks.
这个母鸡啊，对小鸡说啊
，The mother hen said to the little chicks,
如果你太冷的时候啊，你太冷，外面太冷的时候，你要跑到我的这个翅膀下面，我的翅膀是最温暖。
If it's cold outside, you come and hide under my wings.
如果这个太阳很大很热的时候啊，你跑到我的翅膀下啊，这边啊最凉快。
If the sun is too hot, you come and hide under my wings.
如果有危险的时候，我会咕咕咕叫的时候，你马上要跑到我的这个里面啊，这边是最安全。
If there's danger, I'll cluck and cluck, and you come and hide under my wings.
有一次呢
，One time,
那个农场啊，忽然有一个大火。
There was a fire, a big fire on the farm.
哇，这个母鸡非常紧张啊。
The mother hen was so nervous and worried.
如果她要跑的时候，她马上她可以飞啊，她马上她可以跑，她可以跑走。
If she wanted to escape, well, she could fly. She could escape immediately.
哇！但是她看到她这个小鸡啊，不能跑啊，跑得很慢。
But the little chicks, they ran so slowly, they couldn't fly.
来不及的。
They were not able to escape.
跑得咕咕咕咕咕，赶快躲在我的下面了。
So she cluck cluck cluck, quick hide under my wings.
她就那只小鸡，它马上就跑到。他的这个翅膀下面
，and all the little chicks ran and hid under her wings.
他就把他的翅膀就把他的小鸡把它盖住。
She covered all those chicks with her outstretched wings.
盖得好好的
，and covered them so carefully.
结果那个大火一阵烧过去以后
，and the fire came racing past.
这个母鸡就死掉了。
The mother hen died.
这个农场的这个农夫啊，他又发现啊，那个老母鸡死在那个地方，下面那些小鸡啊，从那个母鸡的那个下面就一只只跑出来。
And then the farmer he discovered the old mother hen was dead. And then one after another, the little chicks came running out from under her.
这些软弱的小鸡啊，一只一只的跑出来。
Those weak little chicks, they came running out from under her.
从这个故事也看到上帝有的时候通过这个动物啊，也向我们这些聪明的人在讲话。
From this story, we can see a parable. God is teaching us through the experiences of these animals.
当我们软弱的时候，好像小鸡一样。当我们软弱的时候，耶稣基督为我们而死。
When we were weak and powerless, Jesus Christ died for us.
是，今天我们在感恩节里面，我们要向我们的神献上感恩，因为当我们软弱的时候，每次我们软弱的时候，他的爱足够我们用。
Yes, this Thanksgiving we should be thankful because when we were powerless, His love was enough for Him to die for us.
我们再来看第二种。
The second point.
这段圣经第八节，这边怎么讲呢？当我们还做罪人的时候，他为我们而死。
The second point is in verse 8. While we were still sinners, he died for us.
什么叫做罪人呢？
What does it mean to save sinners?
罪人就是说，就是说他离开上帝。
Someone who has left God.
上帝本来有好的计划在我们每一个人的身上。
God had a plan for every one of us.
但是我们不了解上帝的计划。
We didn't understand His plan.
我们自己走自己的路。
We went our own way.
这就是罪。
That is sin.
我们看到圣经里面有一位浪子。
There's a prodigal in the Bible.
在路加福音第十五章十一节到三十二节。
In Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32.
这位浪子啊，他就一直埋怨上帝，埋怨他的父亲。
This prodigal was complaining about his father constantly.
他要了他父亲的钱。
He wanted his father's money.
他就离开他的父亲。
And then he left the father.
他就到外面去了。
And went somewhere else.
以后他就在外面呢，把所有的钱都用光了。
And there he wasted all his money.
在他走投无路的时候。
And when he finally found that he was helpless,
他才想到他父亲的爱。
He thought about his father's love.
结果他悔改的时候啊。
And he repented.
父亲没有责备他。
When he went back home, the father did not reprimand him.
父亲伸出双手来抱他。
The father extended his arms and embraced him.
当这个浪子还在做罪人的时候，离开父亲的爱的时候，这位父亲每天在家里还在那期待他的儿子回来。
This father was praying, waiting for the son to come home every day while his son was gone in the far country.
今天我们为什么要感恩呢？
Why should we be thankful?
当我们还做罪人的时候，上帝为我们而死。
While we were still sinners, God died for us.
太奇妙了。
That's too wonderful.
这是福音。
That is the gospel.
这位上帝今天仍然在爱我们。
This God still loves us.
所以有一句话说啊，这个太阳啊，上帝出太阳啊，不是只有给好人啊，也是给坏人。
There's a saying, God gives the sun to the good and to the bad.
所以今天上帝仍然，他期待我们能够回到他的家里面。
And God is still waiting for all of us to come back to Him.
第三种呢
？The third kind.
我们看那个第十节的地方。
Verse 10.
这边讲说当我们与神为敌的时候他为我们而死。
While we were against God, he died for us.
你不能想象。
That's impossible to imagine.
你与上帝为敌的时候上帝还在爱你啊。
While we were enemies of God, he loved us.
我们有的时候我们上帝在哪里啊？
Sometimes we think, where is God?
我不能经历你的爱啊。
I can't experience His love.
上帝还是爱你。
God still loves you.
你知道我们的心脏啊，每一天啊要跳这个115,200次。
You know our heart every day beats 115,200 times.
当你在说上帝啊，你在哪里？你上帝啊。你为什么对我这么不好呢？你的心啊，上帝还是让你一天啊跳11万多次。
While you are saying, God, where are you? You're not being very good to me. Your heart is still beating 115,200 times.
上帝没有说你一反对，他就说去那行了哈。
God didn't say, the minute you're against me, your heart will stop.
或是让你跳比较慢。
Or he didn't say,Your heart will slow down.
一样的。
It's the same.
上帝一样爱你。
God loves you the same.
上帝仍然预备这么多的空气啊，让你一直吸不完啊。
God still prepares all this air for you to breathe.
上帝没有说你这个人每次都 against 我啊，你反对我，好，我现在你的周围都没有空气啊。
God didn't say, when you're opposed to me, I'll just take some of that air away from you.
没有。上帝把一切的丰盛给一切 认识他的人，也给一些反对他的人。
God has given abundantly to those who love Him and those who are against Him.
从前有一个青年。
Once there was a young man.
他常常在家里面呢，常常跟父母亲吵架。
He was always arguing with his parents when he was home.
他埋怨他的父母亲。
He complained against his parents.
这个太穷。
They're too poor.
没有关心我。
They aren't concerned about me.
所以天天跟父母亲吵架。
So every day he's arguing, fighting with his parents.
有一天呢，他已经长大了。
One day he grew up.
他就告诉父母亲啊。
He said to his parents,
我要出国了。
I'm going abroad.
你知道那时候出国啊，要坐这个船，要坐好几个礼拜，甚至几个月。
Now in those days, when you went abroad, you had to take a ship and it traveled for several weeks or several months.
所以父母亲也没有办法，他一直坚决的，他一定要离家出走。
When he insisted he was going abroad and going to leave home, his parents had nothing more they could do.
当他要离开的那天晚上啊，他的父母亲预备船上所要吃的干粮。
His parents prepared some food for him to take along with him on his journey.
他最喜欢吃的东西预备好。
What he liked the best, they prepared that for him.
当他离开的时候，父母亲还给他一张船票。
And the day he left, his parents gave him a ticket.
他就把那个船票拿走，说怎么只有一张船票
？He just grabbed that ticket. What? Just a ticket? Just one ticket?
然后他就离开了。
And then he left.
他到这个船上以后啊，他有一个 roommate.
When he got on board ship, he had a roommate.
他说我们啊这个干粮有限啊，我们吃完以后啊，我们要开始要在船上里面啊打工啊。
And the roommate said to him, this food that we had prepared and brought along is limited. When it's gone, we have to be prepared to take a job in the ship.
这个青年啊开始又埋怨了。
And then the young man started complaining.
你看一杯这么少的东西啊。
Ah, they just gave me just a little bit.
哎呀，我我父母亲呢，真的不爱我啊！啊
，My parents really don't love me。
人家别的父母亲啊，这么有钱
，Some people's parents they have money like crazy。
看我口袋里面的钱这么少
，Look at my pocket empty。
然后他东西吃完以后啊，他们就跟他的 roommate 啊，没在这个船上，在厨房里面做这个打杂的工作。
So when their food was gone, he and his roommate had to go to the ship's kitchen.To do some various chores.
一边打杂一边埋怨父母亲啊。
Doing their chores and complaining all at the same time.
别的父母亲多么爱儿子，只有我的父母亲啊不爱我啊。
Other people's parents love him so much, just my parents don't like me.
有一天啊，当这个船啊快要抵达这个目的地的时候。
One day when the ship was about to dock at its destination,
那个船长啊就看到他说：“哎，你为什么每天呢这么认真的工作
？”The ship's captain said to this young man, "Why are you working so hard every day?"
哎呀，不要告诉你呐，我的那个父母亲呐，一点都不爱我啊。
Ah, the young man complained, "I'd rather not even tell you. It's my parents don't love me."
只有一些东西给我吃啊，我当然我要打工啊。
My parents just gave me a little bit of food. It's not enough, so I have to work the rest of my way across.
那个船长说。说你父母亲啊，给你买的那张船票是包括那个三餐啊。
Oh, said the captain, the ticket your parents bought for you includes three meals every day.
真的吗
？Really?
弄两天啊！我从前我都不晓得，我父母亲预备三餐的那个餐票啊，我每天在那边打杂工作。
Oh, I didn't know. I've been working so hard. I didn't know it included three meals a day.
哇，尿尿急啊
！Terrible.
哇，他觉得非常可惜啊。
Oh, it was such a pity. I didn't understand.
各位弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
现在我们有很多人啊跟这个青年一样。
Many of us are like that young man.
上帝实在爱我们。
God loves us so much.
但是我们来到这个世界，我们不能体会一位爱我们的上帝。
But we just don't understand His love for us.
我们每天呢都非常辛苦，工作，工作，工作，工作，工作。
We just work so hard, work every day, work, work, work.
没有爱，没有爱，没有上帝，没有爱啊。
It's like there's no love in our hearts and there's no God above.
没有盼望啊。
No hope.
啊，我的人生为什么这样啊？
Why is life just like this?
一直埋怨，一直埋怨。
Complain, complain, complain.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你在船上已经多久了啊。
How long have you been on the boat?
你要 wake up!
Wake up!
你的船票是可以吃三餐的啊。
Your ticket includes three meals a day.
你有上帝可以依靠。
God is dependable. You can depend on Him.
今天我们在这个地方，我们要真的在感恩节的时候，我们要真正的感恩，你要知道天上的阿爸父，他仍然在关心你，仍然在爱你。
Today, Thanksgiving, as we come together here,We want to know true thanksgiving is that there is a God who is concerned about us.
所以真正的感恩乃是从天上爱我们的这个我们的阿爸父而来。真正的感恩啊是从这个天上有一位爱我们的阿爸父而来。
True thanksgiving comes from the Father above who loves us.
因为什么呢 ?Because, 啊
Why?
生命若没有感恩啊就失去热情。
Because life without thankfulness is lacking in passion.
你的生命若不懂得感恩你就不能好好的活你就没有热情。
If you don't have thankfulness in your heart,
一个
you're not going to have a very good life, it's going to be a passionless life.
一个懂得感恩的人啊，他生命一定活出来，因为他知道有一位爱他的上帝，他的生命有意义。
When we understand thankfulness, then we have passion for life and living. We can just live it to the fullest.
在下面呢
，The next point，
希望若没有感恩啊，你就失去的方向。
Hope without thankfulness is lacking in direction.
你有没有期待明天呢
？You have hope for tomorrow.
你有没有期待以后呢
？You have hope for the future.
你的将来
，your future.
一个没有盼望的人啊，他会失去这种方向。
Someone who has no hope will lose his direction in life.
但是一个懂得感恩的人，他知道有一位阿爸父爱他。他是有盼望的，他的人生是有方向的。
If we understand there's a God in heaven who loves us, then we have hope and we have direction in our lives.
感恩何等的重要
！Thankfulness is very important.
为什么我们要感恩呢
？Why should we be thankful?
当你会感恩的时候，你的人生你就往正确的方向。
Because when you are thankful, your life has direction.
我们再看下面啊
，The next point.
信心若没有感恩呢、啊？你就失去了力量。
Faith without thankfulness is lacking in power.
我们今天实在很需要信心。
We need faith today.
我们的信心如果有感恩的时候，能够产生很大的力量。
If your faith has thankfulness, it is powerful.
因为有一位阿爸父，他会赐给我们信心。
There's a heavenly Father who gives us faith.
所以我们可以看到。
And we can see,
任何的美德，若没有感恩啊，他的生活啊，一定好像什么，好像这个瘸腿一样啊，他不能走得非常好。
And so every virtue, divorced from thankfulness, is crippled. It cripples our way through life.
今天有很多人啊，他的人生都是常常在那边 cripple 啊。
There's a lot of people who seem to be walking lame through life.
但是一个懂得感恩的人啊，他的每一天的生活啊，成为有价值的生活。
But everyone who understands thankfulness, his life has value to it.
愿神在感恩节这个主日里面亲自向你说话。
May God bless you and speak to you on this Thanksgiving Sunday.
今天上帝还留下我们的生命，有他美好的计划在我们每一个人的当中。
Today God has a blessed plan for every one of our lives.
让我们在这个感恩节的时候，我们向我们阿爸父献上感恩。
Let us give our thanks to our Heavenly Father on this Thanksgiving Day.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的父神，
Our compassionate Heavenly Father,
创造宇宙万物的大主宰，
The Lord of all creation and Creator,
救赎我们的耶稣基督，
Jesus Christ, our Savior,
我们在感恩节的主日
On this Thanksgiving Sunday,
来到你的面前，
we come before you,
献上感恩，
with our thanksgiving.
求你让我们在今天里面能够真正的明白感恩的真正的意思。
May we understand the true meaning of thanksgiving this day.
让我们今天来到你面前的每一位能够开我们的心，
open the hearts of everyone who is here today.
能够接受耶稣基督成为我们个人的救主，
That they may accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
求你也继续保守我们，
Continue to keep us.
面对明天，
That we may face the future.
面对将来，
And tomorrow.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们是感恩节，还有就是我们当中有一位青年要受洗。
On this Thanksgiving Sunday, we have a young person who wants to be baptized.